think about is just how people lead their lives.
Okay.
And I wonder, for example, whether you could give us a kind of tour in words of your house.
Okay.
Where you grew up. And just start outside at the street, and you can walk up to the house and tell us what you see. And what we're looking for is to see if you can just remember it in words that paint a picture for people.
Okay. Well, I live off of a cul-de-sac, and it's a nice flat driveway, which was picked so that I could do softball practice in it. And so it's a two-story house. It's brick with blue shutters. And so I guess if you walk in the front door, it's got your entryway foyer with a study to your right and a living room to your left. And if you go through the foyer, and you go into an open kitchen with a sunroom, nice and bright, very, very cheery. And again, to your left is the dining room, and to your right is the family room, which is where we mainly hung out as a family. It's where the TV was. And if you go up the stairs from the foyer, that's where all of our bedrooms were. My sister's room was up there, and then my room, and my parents' bedroom was right across the hall from mine, since I was the youngest. Somebody had to take care of me at night. And then my brother's room and the laundry room's further down the hall. Let's see. There's a basement. So if you go down there, it's a finished basement. And so that's where pretty much my brother spends all of his time, because there's a PlayStation down there. And that's pretty much my house. It's a decent size, I guess.
Well, let's talk about, I'm just going to crack that door again. Now, vacuum cleaner is gone, so that our colleagues next door can come in here if they get finished.
Okay.
But in the family room or the living room, for instance, it used to be instead of the TV that people would have a fireplace as a kind of focal point. Did you have one of those in your house?
Yes, in our family room, the fireplace is supposed to be the focus point. You know, we have two couches and they both angle around it, and then the TV's kind of in the corner. But I mean, you go in there to watch the TV, really. But yeah, that's a big part of the room. It's personally one of my favorite parts of it, because, you know, it gets cold and you can sit on the, we have a brick kind of hearth, so to speak, in front of it, so you can sit there and be nice and toasty. So I'm a big fan of it.
Did you make actual fires in it, or did you have gas in there or something?
Now we make gas fires, but before that, yes, we had the logs and everything, and it was a big chore who had to bring in the logs, because the log pile was out in the elements with all the bugs. So nobody wanted to go out there. But we didn't cut the wood or anything like that ourselves. We every year would order a new shipment of wood, so we weren't out there chopping things.
Were you ever the one who built the fire in the fireplace?
No, because I'm the youngest, and I can't play with fire since I'm, you know, still eight in everyone's mind. But no, I never did. It was man's work. My brother and my father were always in charge of that. Us women folk didn't take care of that.
Well, did you know about it, though? Did you tell us what they did to get it started?
Well, I think they cheated, technically. We had a Duraflame log or something, so you didn't have to use kindling or anything like that, and they just light that and throw the logs on top and poke it every so often. Mm-hmm. That's really all there was to it.
Was there any metal thing in there that they put the logs on?
Yes, I don't know what it's called, but there is a metal shelf, so to speak. I don't know what you'd call it, that the logs were placed on.
Oh, did you have something over the front of the fireplace talking about?
Well, there's a gate, you know, kind of mesh gate that you pull closed so that, you know, ashes or whatnot wouldn't fly out of it. And then there's a mantle on top of it, and it's all brick. So it's very nice.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a fairly traditional.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Arrangement there. What about the furniture that you had in that room? You said you had a couple of couches in there.
Yes, when I was growing up, we had one long, it was a sectional couch, and so it made kind of a lazy L sort of shape, and it was perfect. You know, we had five people in our family, so we'd all cram on the couch, and now we've switched over to having just a sofa, which faces the fireplace, and then a love seat, which is at an angle, at a 90-degree angle from the fireplace. So that's what we have in there now, with some ottomans and a glass coffee table sort of thing, because we tend to eat out there every so often.